Coach, big game tonight?
Yeah, big game.
How you feeling about that?
I'm probably more anxious and nervous about that game than I've ever been for myself, you know, playing or coaching. It's you know, it's different for parents out there. All understand, you know, when your kid's doing it, it's just much tougher. So I'll do my best to keep my poise in the stands and root them on.
Peyton had a pretty cool story yesterday about how he was in high school and got to actually work out in OTAs and play against the Saints defense. So Luke didn't get to do that, but how special is this for Luke? He said he didn't think that it was lost on Luke how unique this opportunity is.
No, he really appreciated it very much. The first day that that Peyton invited him and Coach Fox cleared it, you know, Luke was up the next day at like 5:30. You know, he left the house before I did, getting here to work, and you know, he's been soaking it up. He's really appreciative of the fact that, you know, Peyton has taken the time and that Coach Fox allowed him to partake. And it's been great for me to have my son around a little bit.
Was the defense not showing what you wanted to at some point in practice today? Got them pretty good at one point.
It's going good. You know, guys are working hard. We're establishing things that we want to be for the year, you know. So, you know, there's certain traits that we're looking for and habits we're looking to build, and we're still in a camp mode in terms of, you know, pushing in those things. And the guys have been great, though. They're working hard. They want it bad. I like the way, you know, we're rounded into shape, and we'll get a good test, you know, Sunday afternoon.
How did Jim Leonard look today?
Good. I mean, I didn't focus on him specifically, but, you know, some of the coaches said that he, you know, fit in, and you can tell he's got, you know, great awareness and anticipation of things, and, you know, we'll continue to get him worked into it.
Based on last year's film that you saw, and then the guy you saw at the beginning of camp and who he is now, is Raheem Moore where you want him to be and his progression?
Yeah, I think as a young player last year, you know, he had his ups and downs, and you know, I know his mindset is to build on the experience he had and grow and become a much better player, and he's taking strides to doing that. You know, he's working hard. He's doing a good job in the back end. I think our back end has some talent, and now it's a matter of getting them on the same page, playing fast together, and that's what we're working hard at. And he's got great range. You know, he's a rangy free safety. You know, we'll be able to make a lot of plays for us.
You'd say pretty high ceiling on Raheem Moore?
Yeah, I mean, right now I'm just saying he's working hard like he needs to, you know, and he's made progress, and we need to continue to make progress. You know, our unit as a whole, we have a really accomplished player in Champ Bailey. We have a guy in Elvis Dimmerville who's got a, you know, pretty sterling track record, and then Vaughn flashed on the scene last year, but a lot of other guys are trying to develop themselves and make themselves players. And, you know, Raheem would fall into that category of a young player that's trying to develop and become, you know, a top player in this league. And there's no shortcut to it, you know. Getting your mind right and approaching it the right way and putting in the work is how you have to do it, and that's how you develop the skill. And so I think he's on his way to doing some of that.
Coach, a lot's made about Peyton and the offense and what fans expect to see and what the coaches expect. What do you expect from your defense Sunday against San Francisco, team that likes to run the ball but obviously has added a lot of weapons in their passing?
Yeah, no, it's a good offense, good football team coming in. We feel like we're a good football team, so we ought to be able to get some good work together, and we'll have plenty to evaluate. You know, from my standpoint, I just want to continue to see us, you know, work on the things that we have been working on, that we're stressing, that we're emphasizing, you know. And part of that is knowing exactly what you're supposed to do and playing fast together. And, you know, obviously I've talked about leveraging and tackling, and we were much better in the first preseason game than we were in the second preseason game. And that was throughout our team, not just, you know, our ones played pretty good. But, you know, when you're playing a game, the twos and threes count too. So, you know, we're holding everybody to a high standard and looking to make progress.
Coach, when players are close and you have to make a decision, one player or another, and that's close, what intangibles separate one guy over another in your opinion?
Well, I get to step back from that right now and let Coach Fox and John Elway worry about that. So, you know, from my standpoint, it's not any one thing. You know, you really talk about and really get through that you're looking for guys that you can depend on in the fall to help your football team win. And that's really what you're looking for. And I think Coach Fox, you know, he speaks to the team about it all the time, that he wants to make sure he picks the best 53 for this team for this year for us to win. And that's what he's after, and that's what we're all after. So everything counts. You know, everything that we do, we evaluate. Meetings evaluate, you know, you evaluate that. You know, walkthroughs are evaluated. Now, there are things that are weighted more. I think game exposure is more heavily weighted, as it should be. That's what we're all about, playing well in the games. But everything counts, and everything's evaluated. And so, for these guys, one thing you get in camp, maybe a little less than before, because you don't get as many reps, but you do get an opportunity to show who you are and what you stand for and whether or not the team can count on you.
I asked Coach McCoy, and I'll ask you the same thing. How much do you advocate for your guys when you're rounding out the 53 for extra linebackers, extra D linemen, extra DBs? You know, if it comes down to a receiver versus a corner or whatever, how much are you pulling for your guy to make the 53?
I'm pulling hard for the defense, but I understand as a former head coach that you have to do what's best for the football team. And ultimately, that's what Coach Fox and John Elway will do. But from our standpoint, we're going to, stack them how we like them and give them that information. Then they go from there.
Is Kevin Dickerson going to play?
I'm not sure that's been determined yet.
Compared to where Ty was when you kind of got him after he wasn't here for most OTAs, how much has he progressed in terms of knowing the defense?
Last week was his best week. So this will be a great challenge because they're a very physical front. So this will be a good barometer of how far he's come. But he was certainly better last week, probably more so than he was the week before. And, you're kind of looking at a guy who's played at a high level in the past, and he's had to knock off some rust, and he's been working at it and doing that. So look forward to seeing him continue.